Blog Talk Radio.
Nation on Facebook. We'll see who calls in. I've seen at least 8 people throw a message on the page over the last 30 minutes, so I know there's people awake. So let's see who's going to call in and talk about Falcons, Braves, and Hawks tonight. I've been up since 6 a.m. I did another drive over 5-6 hours. It's about to be, I don't even know how many hours from 6 a.m. to midnight is. But that's straight, and that's after doing a drive 2 days ago to Birmingham, Alabama. So really, I'm still kind of tired from then. But I still said I was going to do a show tonight when I got back, and so here I am on the air. Specifically, I want to talk about some Hawks. We are a few days away from the NBA draft, so I'd like to see what people are thinking at this point. You know, the draft has changed now that the supposed number one is hurt. So he's not going to be number one. Cleveland's talking about doing this and that. Golden State talking about doing this and that. Everybody's wanting to trade something. So what are the Hawks going to do? Falcons, they're going through their training camp. If anybody has been to training camp, what have you seen? What have you heard? What video have you seen? What have you liked? We know we lost Witherspoon again, but do we have enough linebackers to not make that issue? And along the lines of the Falcons, are we good in all our positions finally? And then can we put it together on the field where we have complete games? And, you know, are we going to hit the Super Bowl? As far as the Braves got shut out again. We usually beat Washington, but now we won Friday. We lost today. Hopefully we win the series tomorrow. But we can't keep getting shut out. It looked like we've been getting back on it a little bit offensively, but we got shut out. And we wasted another start. And how many more starts are we going to waste before Freddie decides to give us some offense? We have to sacrifice an arm. I don't care who it is at this point. We have to do it. Because pitching does not do you any good if you can't score runs. Pitching wins championships, but you still have to score. We're not scoring. We can't score. We can't score. We're not scoring regularly, so we got to do something. Call in tomorrow for you football fans. USA goes up against Portugal. Do we have a shot? ESPN Radio guys been saying we're going to lose 3-1 unless we can keep it close and keep it 0-0 going into the second half, and then we have a shot. Anything can happen. I am going to try to watch a little bit of it tomorrow if I can, so we can talk about that. The Atlanta Dream apparently are playing pretty well, so we can, you know, talk about the Atlanta Dream right now. They're looking like they're serious about trying to win the ring this year. You know, our city needs a ring of some sort, right? So those are things we can talk about if you feel like talking about them. I am really not probably up to doing a whole show, so I will probably cut this show short if it doesn't look like I'm going to get any participation. Like I said, I have posted this. It was late, yeah, but at the end of the day, that's what the Internet is for. Hashtag this, hashtag that. People see what they want to see. They want to call in, they can do that. The number to call in, if you're listening, 646-652-4479. If you're following on Twitter, if you're following on Facebook, if you're following on Blog Talk Radio, call in. Call in show tonight. talking about Atlanta sports, especially for the Atlanta Hawks Nation's Facebook page. You're all on there. You've seen the link. I see some of y'all are online. I definitely am trying to get you to call in, especially because all of y'all have all kinds of ideas, some of them pretty crazy and wild, some of them almost borderline idiotic. But I want to see what you say on the air. Let's see if you can tell what your point is in a logical manner and see if you can sway some people to your side of your opinions. Everybody has opinions, and like I said, if you can back them up, hey, you never know. And somebody in the front office of whatever sports team we're talking about might actually listen to you. You never know. I'm going to go ahead and take a quick break. Again, if you're listening and you want to call in and talk about your team, 646-652-4479. This is Chris, IMTM Worldwide Radio. USA Soccer, whatever else anyone wants to talk about tonight. It's a sports show. Number to call in, 646-652-4479. I'll go ahead and start. Fortunately, I'm just now noticing my theme music is actually 4 minutes, so the next break I might take that whole 4 minutes. That would be a very strategic, smart move on my part. As tired as I am, I can take me a quick nap because I'm really tired. Anyway, let's talk Hawks. Draft next week, a lot of people talking about in between getting a guard or a wing. I really believe it's precedent on what the front office decides to do with who we already have. So on the technical side, will we trade people before the draft? I think that's the only way it could really work. I don't see drafting someone and then making moves. Especially per contracts and things of that nature. My whole spiel from the very beginning is it depends on where you are. You really going to keep playing out at the five? And if not, you're going to play someone at the five. That means he bumps down. What are you going to do with Paul Millsap? And I've been the proponent to put him on the bench, make our bench much more viable and consistent. And at that point, you're looking at drafting. If you don't believe Junkyard and you don't believe Mike Dam Scott is the three, which I believe one of those two should be the three, you're drafting a three. Okay? If you don't keep Paul Millsap, I believe you're trading for a two, you know, or a viable two guard that's young enough to make it, you know, make that part of it viable, good enough to where we can maybe possibly see him as that go-to guy, possibly. But within our offense, again, we have 17 go-to guys as far as that goes, so I'm not really worried about that. Then also you have John Jenkins and all that kind of good stuff. So, but on the young side of things, if you draft that two guard and have him as, you know, coming off that bench along with John Jenkins, you still got Kyle Korver starting, or you're putting Kyle on the bench and drafting somebody, and say maybe John Jenkins starting at the two, possibly, you know. I mean, there's a lot of flexibility all the way around. Like I say, I believe you need to go ahead and put Afro in that center, have Musk, and I still say try to bring Elton Brand back if you can fit him in, somehow trade Antique, Antich, or whatever, Perro. I say just go ahead and get rid of him. Let him go somewhere else. But that's just my spiel. I think it all really comes down to Paul Millsap. He's the most important piece of the whole puzzle at this point, what are you going to do with him? But, hey, what do you think? 646-652-4479. You might disagree. You agree. What are your thoughts? What have you heard lately? We know we're never going to get the true story until draft day. But, again, I believe just overall, I think we're best by trying to keep all the pieces that we got. We played so well together when we were healthy. I don't care what anybody says. All you got to do is look at what the record was. Look at how we were third in the East. That wasn't a fluke. Okay? So, I mean, you know, I know a lot of people just don't care, and they just going to say whatever they're going to say, but I'm a basketball fan. I'm a Hawks fan, and I'm looking at what the reality was before all those injuries happened. We were a really good team. Okay? So at the end of the day, what's going to happen? I believe also as far as the draft goes, you know, we definitely have to kind of look at the future just on the basis of what might happen with the Heat. Okay, this is an opportunity, again, where a lot of people really actually thought that we had a chance to make it to the Eastern Conference Final. So if the Heat, whatever reason, are broken up, that should be ours for the taking if we really want it, you know. So that's just my thought as far as that goes, too. Let's talk a little bit of Falcons. I haven't watched film of some of the OTAs and things of that nature, but from just stories and things I heard, it looks really, really, really good. You know, and you can't really judge anything from training camp, of course. It's not even training camp, but it's OTAs. But it's just a matter of just the players that we have and the atmosphere and everything, the excitement building up from what happened last year going into this year, everybody coming back from the injuries. I just think it's we're poised for a big year. And then the trade for T.J. Yates to have a viable backup. So if Matt, for whatever reason, does go down, we're not sweating it. I think that's, like, one of the biggest moves, you know, in that regard. So I think we're going to do some really cool things this year. And remember, hey, there's always a chance that, you know, Mr. Gonzalez will come back, you know, last six games of the season. You know, you never know. As far as the Braves, talk about them a little bit more. One, I think the lineup has to be changed. I think that would be a great thing. I mean, make them hit in different spaces, you know. But other than that, I believe you got to trade one of our starting pitchers. I don't care who it is. Or trade a couple of pitchers to get one really consistent bat. And then again, we thought we got a consistent bat in B.J. Upton, but we basically got him because of his playoff run, okay? We had a consistent player in Ugla, but then all of a sudden he turned to a certain age and he just dropped off the face of the earth, and it's sad. And they kept him in the lineup for two of those years. They finally had sense to finally take him out the lineup this year, but it was still a little bit too late. We're still paying him all that money. I think he's still on the tank for two more years, technically. So I don't know if you could really package him and take him off that roster with the money due. I don't know who would take it because he's not even been playing now. Same thing with BJ. I don't think nobody will take him. He's not hitting. So I really don't know how to fix it. I mean, Gaddis is having a great year. You know, Justin, Freddie, they're okay. Chris looks like he's trying to snap out of it a little bit. Alderton is a good player. We got to keep him. But maybe Jason Haywood could be gone. I mean, he's a viable player. He could package him with a pitcher. Maybe you get somebody who's an outstanding 315 hitter who averages 30 home runs a year all the time, 100-something RBIs. I don't know if you could do it, because Hayward ain't going to ever do that, not consistently, because he's always going to be hurt. And he's not a leadoff hitter. Who cares about leadoff hitters at this point? We don't have one. It's just silly to me that they're putting him up there every day. So that's just my spill on the Braves. It's just very frustrating that we're wasting all this good pitching. We're wasting the best closer in baseball again, and we're wasting good starting pitching. You know, we had our dude pitch seven innings, and he's going to lose. He lost. I mean, he lost shut out. Score four runs, we win the game. If we average four runs a game, we win the majority of our games, hands down. We can't even do that, and that's just ridiculous to me. I don't care if the players – yeah, the coach can't make the players hit, but he still has an influence in that one way or the other with that lineup. If people ain't hitting, why are they in the lineup still? And at the end of the day, maybe he can call up some people. He has power to do that. He can see when people ain't hitting. Who cares about the GM? You got to be somebody in AAA hitting 300, right? Call in 646-652-4479. This is your chance to say yes or no, or I don't know, or, you know, say a little something. I'm going to go away again for a little bit and see if I can get some of y'all to call in from the Atlanta Hawks Nation page. I'm looking at the page right now, just kind of checking to see if anybody's online. Trying to get everybody a chance, because see, what always happens is Atlanta Hawks Nation, is after I'm finished, then you're like, whoa, where's the show? What time was it? But I posted, like, you know, multiple times just for y'all, because I know people don't check their page periodically. So I try to give everybody a chance. And that's also why I throw the number out there. And I continue to try to post to make sure during the show that you have an equal opportunity to get on. Because see, there's some of y'all who are probably listening right now and won't call 646-652-4479. To utter your opinion. Hey, guess what? This show is recorded. So your grandchildren will know what you thought about the Falcons. So don't mess up when you call in. Don't be scared, though. Call in. I am tired. I've actually had some moonshine today, too. I bought some moonshine. I'm out there in the country. And came back and decided to buy me a little something, some apple cider or something or another. Some of you on my Facebook, you actually did get to see a picture. And I guess I go here. I got time. I went to go visit my great-great-grandmother. She's 102 years old. Hey, guess what? She's been around for a while, right? And she's having trouble with her short-term memory, so everybody has to keep reminding her who they are when they're talking to her and whatnot. She barely remembers her own daughters, sons and whatnot, and grandchildren and everybody. But it was a nice time. We had a lot of food and everything. She asked me questions because I hadn't seen her in maybe 10, 15 years. So that was cool, but again, it was a long drive, it was a long morning, just picking up vehicle, picking up my grandmother and her daughters and my cousins and stuff, after taking my dad to Birmingham to the doctor on Wednesday, so I'm really kind of tuckered out at this point. So, but like I said, I promised myself I was going to do a show tonight, because I hadn't done one in a while, and trying to get some kind of regularity again to my show. I decided to go ahead and push through. So that's what I've been doing. What are you doing? Call 646-652-4479. And let's see if we can hear from you. This is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio. I'll be right back.
Hello?
I'm in a bed asleep. Why?
Chris, you're supposed to be at the studio. Flick is looking for you.
What time is it?
5 o'clock.
Oh, man.
Chris, you have to do better than this. Don't you know all this competition that's out here? It's all about the competition. all about competition.
As you can see, I'm not at home being lazy and auto. Instead, I'm writing rhymes. You are hearing poet recitals, creating thoughts in your mind. Remind you of Bible, 10 commandments, 10 plagues, even Samson the Lala. Besides that, establishing myself in this game. Not concerned about the chips, whips, tricks, or the fame. But if it comes, so be it. You won't hear me complain. Just as long as you don't ever, ever forget my name. INTELLECT, representing ATL and the Fountain City. I had the microphone in my hand for the 96. Now my calendar is full. On the regular hectic, you better believe I feel the need to prove myself. You got to beat me above nobody else. I place myself, but if it gets down to it, I will be the lighter and you can be the fluid. He's on fire. I'm in the game like EA. Won't be bowing down as if I was your sensei to anyone. That's the answer to the question. Will he be like everyone else? I won't keep you guessing. To be unique, that's the essence of my mission. That is why it's all about the competition. Competition, 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 you know I got you wishing. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, you know I got you wishing. Gun in my hand, finger on the trigger. Looking you dead in the eye, courage getting bigger. Looking at you sweat, you thinking will he do it? Mirror, mirror on the wall, can I let me prove it? Whoa, let me step back, that sounded kind of violent. That's not the type I am. Some may call me silent, even quiet. But definitely not Wyatt. Earth, this ain't the Wild Wild West. Not if I was Captain Kirk. It's the remix, part two of competition. Microphone, my weapon of choice. Please don't get it twisted if you miss it. Turn on the television. To enter 1079, get the ADC late edition. Forgotten my name, let me tell you how it's spelled. INTELLECT. Hit me on my email. Yeah. ATL is where I dwell. Don't be forgetting that when it's time for records to sell. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, you know I got you wishing. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, you know I got you wishing. INTELLECT, representing ATL and the Fountain City. I have the microphone in my hand right now. It is time for me to show you how I get down. Been a long time coming, much anticipated. 10 years in the making, very complicated. For all of you who are listening to this particular track, out of live radio MP3, play it back. In regards to my intro, if you ask who this be, 1994 grad, Kendrick Cherokee. If you need more specifics, then wait until it's over. Better yet, buy it, read the album cover. Either way, I believe you will be satisfied with what I say. My lyrics different, this I cannot lie. I have the opportunity to get into this game. Now press rewind a couple of times so you don't forget my name. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, you know I got you wishing. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, you know I know I got you wishing.
Hey everyone, it's Chris on Team Worldwide Radio. That was Competition by me. Gonna go ahead and end the show early tonight. I didn't get any callers, so I'm not gonna stay up for the last 6 minutes of the show. Gonna go ahead and bid y'all adieu. Definitely check out www.imtnworldwide.com. Check out my articles in regards to a whole bunch of stuff. I'll tell you what, you got to read it. You can also check me out, my new company, Innovative Enterprises, coming soon. If you are someone who needs help doing more with what you're not doing right now, either it comes to making money, earning the money that you think you deserve per your efforts and your education, or you're actually looking to start a new business, or you're looking to make a profit off of what you already are doing, you can call 706-393-8426. I can help you. If you wish, we can talk, find out what your options might be. On that night, that note, I should say, I'm going to go ahead and get off the air. Y'all take care on this Saturday. Y'all take care for tomorrow. Next week is the draft. Hopefully we'll have a good show next week. I will do a show. Maybe actually Thursday night. We'll see. But we'll find out soon. So talk to y'all later. It's Chris, IMT, Worldwide Radio. Peace.